Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the University of Cape Town, and I'm talking to one of my colleagues, who's Dr. Sushant Dutta, and he is researching into what happens when galaxies die. Now, you may have thought of maybe the life cycle of our solar system or of our sun. You know, one day the sun will turn into a big red giant thing and, you know, it'll all be over. But what about galaxies? What happens? So, Sushant, thank you very much for talking to us. What's going to happen to these galaxies?
So these will disappear after a certain duration, and this duration is very small, like in some few tens of million years, and then it will disappear, vanish. So within this time period, we have to search and identify them.
A galaxy where you have like a black hole in the center and stars and all sorts of things going on as we think of a galaxy, but then the galaxy also consists of these mysterious and more diffuse, what's called radio jets, or a massive component in terms of time and space, but it's just in the radio. It's not something that you can see with optical instruments.
Yes.
And you're looking at this component and what happens when the galaxy itself has just died and dried up. Is that the right term?
Yes. The supermassive black hole, which is sitting right at the center of the galaxy, is seized. So if there is no activity.
Right. So when the supermassive black hole at the center of a galaxy has switched off, it's frozen. It's no longer producing any more material for these big jets which stream out of galaxies. And then you get nothing left of the galaxy with time, and you just get these kind of diffuse, what sort of
cocoon of plasma, which is very diffuse in nature.
Cocoon of plasma. And you're looking at these, you're looking at what happens right at the end of the galaxy's lifetime. And what you said to me earlier was that these cocoons of plasma, they're just there for a short time.
Very short time. It's like 10 days to 5 years. So that means, or 10 days to 6 years. That means a million years, or very, at most few million years. Yeah, very short duration.
What are you looking for when you're looking at these remnants of radio galaxies?
We want to address some open questions in this field. First one is, how do these radio lobes, or this cocoon of plasma, evolves once the AGN or the galaxy freezes, or there is no activity? How do these radio lobes evolve in cosmic time, and how long these will shine out? Like they will fade out after a certain duration, as I said. But what is the time period? Is there any typical time period where we can look at them and we can identify them as a remnant radio galaxy? So we don't know these because we don't have statistics, because they are very evasive in nature and they are very short-lived. So we don't have like more number of remnant radio galaxies to detect and to search and to characterize them.
Right. Yeah. Now, the Square Kilometer Array is going to be a tremendous instrument for analyzing these remnant radio galaxies.
Yes.
So that means that your research is going to be powered up for a long time to come.
With the SKA, we expect to get like a factor of 2 or 3. So we can expect more number of such remnants, and we expect that whatever statistical trend we are looking for, it will like grow up in our field, will grow like in an exponential way.
It strikes me as quite sad in a way, because you're looking at the death of galaxies and the end of them and entropy and things never coming back together again. Do you find it sad?
So, in a layman's language, what I do kind of a post-mortem of radio galaxies, of radio galaxy evolution. Then we can trace back to the very early phase of radio galaxy life, and then we can trace how the radio galaxy evolves, and in what environment they grow up, and everything related to them.
Well, that's really fascinating. Thank you very much for explaining, you know, how galaxies will die. Dr. Sushant Dutta from IDEA at the University of Cape Town, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.